Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're looking at serving with courage. And it's the topic for this week. Each day this week, we've been looking at a different aspect of how courage and having godly courage ought to help us to serve God as we serve others. And today is kind of a not only about serving others, but it's about how others give us courage. The topic is specifically courage from others. It highlights a verse from the book of Ezra. And in the context, the people had realized that their actions had been disobedient to God's law, to the instructions that he had given them. And those responsible for that disobedience, those that were involved in that disobedience, their leaders came up with a plan to resolve and to repent. And Ezra kind of gives them the green light, so to speak, and to tells them to do what's been proposed and to take courage, knowing they have the support of their leaders. They have the support of the people. They have the support of others. So many times, because God has gifted each one of us uniquely so that we can do tasks and serve in ways that others aren't called to do. It's easy to begin to feel isolated, unappreciated, on our own. And we begin to lose sight of the bigger picture. I believe one of the most effective tools that the enemy has against the individual is to make them see themselves solely as an individual, to begin a process of isolation. Because when we become isolated, we lose sight of the value we have to others, just as we lose sight of the value others ought to have to us. For many people, that lack of value simply increases the isolation. It increases the desire to serve. Because in our mind, we convince ourselves, who cares? What difference does it make? And I believe that as we serve, we ought to be able to gain courage from others. When this devotional book was originally written, the kind of the heart behind it was to write a series of weekly, of daily devotions that camp staff, church camp, Christian service camps, could use with their staff every day throughout a summer camp season. And so as I was writing that, that kind of was partly in my mind, the idea that there are tasks within a summer camp staff that are more noticeable than others, that get more attention from the campers, from the people in general. And there are other positions that are necessary that are kind of done behind the scenes. Oh, people would notice if the work wasn't done, but when the work's done, there is really no, or at least very little, recognition. And that's where working together, of recognizing the value of others. Because those being served may not see everything that's going on. Those you're serving with ought to learn to value and give courage to those that are often unseen. Throughout this pandemic, and we're into February 2021 already, and hard to believe that we're quickly approaching a year where I live of things kind of coming to a grinding halt and struggling to restart. And that makes it about a year. We'll soon be approaching a year since I began doing these morning broadcasts. And as I've stated at times before, when I first began, I really didn't think they would be, it would be more than a month or so. And I thought that would be a long time. But just really felt compelled at the time to offer something to encourage and to pray. And about every time over the past year that I've begun to question in my mind, has it run its course? Has it accomplished what God wanted it to accomplish? In a completed sense, is it time to bring it to an end? God has used people, and a variety of people, and not always the same person, not always the same group of people, but to give me courage to continue, to encourage regarding the value and the worth that it has to them. And I think in this era of social distancing and all those other words we don't like to hear anymore because we're tired of them, it's more important than ever that not only do we receive courage by the encouragement of others, but that we deliberately take time to give courage by encouraging others. We may see people face to face less often than we did a year ago. So our attempts at encouraging them, of passing along courage, may require new methods. May require creativity. Early in this process, that was part of my daily encouragement and challenge to everyone, was to send the notes, to make the phone calls, to send the messages, to do the things to stay in contact, to reach out, to let people know that they were being thought of. And those things are still good and useful and valuable. And even when the day comes that we no longer fear the face-to-face meetings and being in proximity with others, those practices are still good practices to keep. To receive an email, a direct message, a phone call, a text, a short note, mean a lot to most people. Well, probably depends on the content, whether it means a lot in a good way or not. But if we're encouraging others, whether it's a note recognizing some deed that they've done, or simply a note of thankfulness for them, or a note to say, I'm thinking about you, I'm praying for you. All of those are seemingly little things that can give great courage as we share of ourselves with others. You see, most of this week's devotion on serving with courage has to do with us having the courage to continue serving as we ought to serve. And in a way, this devotion does as well. But more than the others, it focuses on giving courage to others so that they would continue to serve. You see, even when our task, even when our responsibilities have the nature to make us feel isolated, being able to see the bigger picture, being able to have a godly perspective on how what we're doing fits into His picture ought to encourage us as we see, as we recognize that none of us do life alone. We weren't meant to do life alone. That God encourages us with His presence. And His desire, His design is that we would encourage one another. One of the reasons the Bible tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, not forsake meeting together, so that we would be able to encourage one another. And in these times of distancing on purpose, I think it's more important than ever that we are purposeful about meeting together in whatever way that needs to look. Whether it's through technology, whether it's in person, whether it's smaller groups, we draw courage and we give courage as we meet together and realize we're not alone. That not only is God with us, but we support one another and we have the support of one another. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible. It's so exactly what we need. It shouldn't be a surprise to us because you created us. You called us into being. You've called us to yourself. You breathed the breath of life into us. And so, Father, as we live life, may we have courage from those that you've put around us. May we draw courage from our relationship with you, but may we also find courage in knowing we're not serving alone. That even in those times where our works of service, the deeds that we've been called to do, are individual efforts. They're not really individual efforts. Well, we may be the hands and feet that are doing the actual work of service. May the support of others encourage us to continue. Fathers, we examine our own life and we realize the value that the encouragement of others has to us. May we be more deliberate, more faithful in encouraging others, giving them the courage to serve, even if their service takes them into places that they go alone. May they be filled with an awareness that they are not really alone. May the courage that comes from our support, from our encouragement, from our notes and conversations, remind them that your presence is always with them. And may a sense of our presence be with them as well, even as a sense of their presence is with us when we serve. Father, in these times of confusion and chaos and so much that has changed over the past year, may we find the means and the ways to continue to encourage one another, to continue to meet together in some form or fashion, to build one another up. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our communities, our churches. Each one facing this time in life in ways that are similar, but in ways that are unique to them. And Father, as I hear of those that struggle with the methods of school, I pray for those that are struggling today, who are engaged in a virtual education system or perhaps a hybrid system where their social interaction has been greatly limited. Or even those that are attending a school in person, the very structure of that has even changed. Father, for those that are struggling, I pray that you would not only fill them with a reminder of your presence with them, but they would be surrounded by encouragers so that they would have courage to do what needs done. Father, there are those that have embraced the new methods and ways of learning, and for some it's been an improvement in their mind. Father, I pray that they too would know the encouragement of others. That, Father, we would be very mindful of our children. That the ease at which feelings of isolation can overcome a person would be noticed. Father, that we would be more deliberate in supporting one another and encouraging our children and noticing them and helping them to notice one another, helping them to find ways to continue to interact and grow and represent Jesus well. Father, today I think of so many people that are just tired and weary. And I pray as you bring names and faces across our mind that you would remind us to not only pray for them, but to share our courage with them as we send a note or make a phone call or send a message. May we not only draw courage from one another, Father, but today may we give courage as we reach out and as we remember, as we support one another. Father, in this era of great division, great turmoil within our nation, I pray that we would not let those who seek to divide have power over us. That all of the attempts that the enemy is using to influence us into attitudes of hatred and division would be seen for what they are. Father, when we're tempted to share that latest social media post that we think is so funny and so fitting, but in reality simply drives the wedge further into the great divide, may we pause long enough to hear you. May we be encouragers rather than discouragers. And Father, today as we live life, and if our day is such that we're feeling alone, I pray that you would prompt someone to encourage us. But Father, I also pray that you would prompt us to encourage others so that together, all of us who are called by your name, all of us who are your children or in your family, that each one would have greater courage to serve. Because we realize daily that whether shoulder to shoulder or miles apart, we're serving together because we're serving you. And as we serve, may we lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.